Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bizarria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's also the third day of September already, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want. And that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 73 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 83 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And basically a pretty nice day. I didn't see no chemtrails when I walked outside. See what we're going to jump into here. Sheriff mistakes, because we got to do our hero. We're going to do a hero every day. Because you heard about all those heroes, you know, they're in Texas with, you know, the Texas shooting, the big Texas shooting. I mean, you know what I'm talking about, the big Texas shooting where the police went out and saved 23 people. We'll see what that works out to be. Sheriff mistakes innocent man for suspect, dumps 10 rounds into him, no charges. Oh, God, I'm glad we got these heroes. We'll be right back.
Take your brain, it's time to go. You don't have long to go. Remember me, 'cause I'm the one made you see. Remember me.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All right, for our Blackwater Hero article of the day, sheriff mistakes innocent man for suspect, dumps 10 rounds into him, no charges. This is from Free Thought Project. Kimball County Sheriff Hilario, that's what it is, Cantu, is that Irish, is taking fire in the form of criticism after he opened fire on an innocent man, excuse me, dumping 10 rounds into him and his truck. Quite unlike what the general public would face in the form of criminal charges. Cantu will likely face no charges, serve no time in jail, and will potentially not even be disciplined for shooting up the wrong moving vehicle. What started out as a traffic stop for a missing license plate nearly turned deadly for both one police officer and one hapless innocent bystander. When Officer Lee Meadow pulled over a gray Chevy Colorado pickup, he had no idea the motorist would allegedly pull out a gun and shoot at him as he was standing beside the driver's side window. I never did get that. Practice. After the certain brush with death, the suspect fled. Meadow then radioed in that a suspect in a gray Chevy Colorado had shot at him and then fled. Hearing the call come over the radio, Cantu and another deputy grabbed some long guns and ran out of the police precinct to intercept the wannabe cop killer. Cantu and his deputy took a position along an exit of the highway and and noticed a truck coming in their direction and believed it to be the suspect vehicle. Cantu took aim and fired 10 rounds of .223 ammunition from an AR-15 into the truck. But there was one major problem. The truck Cantu shot at was a white Silverado, not a gray Colorado. It also had only two doors, not four. Despite there being a difference in size between the two vehicles and the fact that the truck was a completely different color, Cantu fired at the truck nonetheless. The sheriff's bullets found their mark, with at least one of the bullets piercing the side of Hugo Reyes, an oil field worker from West Texas. Reyes was on the phone with his wife, Amparo. Is there any home, man? Where are we living? Villarreal, at the time he was shot, she told reporters. He told me he saw the police on the side of the road. He thought it was weird that they had big guns. Suddenly he heard the ruckus. I thought he'd gotten distracted and he'd hit somebody. Then the phone went off. Reyes has yet to make a formal statement, but his lawyer described what happened next to the innocent victim in the shooting. Bobby Garcia, the family's lawyer, says Reyes was treated. We're in Mexico. You listen to all these. Bobby Garcia, fucking, this is bullshit. The family's lawyer said, on top of the cop, on top of the Blackwater, said Reyes was treated like a cop shooter when he arrived at the hospital and said the man suffered dearly, according to the Houston Chronicle. So they're treated differently? Was he beaten? Maybe they stuck a stick in his wound or something. He said Reyes was hit by several bullets and suffered two collapsed lungs and an injured liver. Vibarel said her husband spent several days in the hospital. She said he only recently was able to return to work.
Was it AR-15 or AR-16?
It says it was AR-15 here. The family is now over $250,000 in debt to medical bills, and they have yet to receive so much as an apology from Cantu or the county. Garcia says it has been an apparent nightmare for the family. They have yet to file a lawsuit against the sheriff and the county. So that means that the people are going to pay for what this Blackwater private organization did, for this, what this corporation did. Because we're responsible for what the corporations do, because the main corporation that owns us hired them. According to the Houston Chronicle, a grand jury refused to indict Cantu, and he was not disciplined for his actions. Cantu said he thought of his wife's car, which was a white like silver, when he heard the call of a gray truck come over the radio. In fact, the sheriff said he would do it all over again if presented with the same circumstances, which he faced on.
I thought this was in Odessa.
This is our good cop story for today. Odessa, we'll talk about that in just a minute.
No, where though? This was in Houston?
I think it was at Houston, didn't it? Right out the gate. Dang it, Charlie, you're making me look. Here's the Kimball County. Where is that at?
I'm drawing a blank. It's not Harris County. It's Houston. I just wonder why the Houston Chronicle.
At any rate, he would have done the same thing, presented with the same circumstances which he faced on that fateful day. As for the real shooting suspect, the Chronicle writes, Sherrod Moore, who was fleeing a murder he'd committed in El Paso, pulled off the highway at the exit post Sheriff Cantu had killed and killed himself. And if a member of the public had taken it upon themselves to shoot at a fleeing suspected vehicle and mistakenly hit the wrong truck and the wrong suspect, it almost certain he or she would not see the light of day for quite some time. However, because of the perpetrator wears a badge, which means because the perpetrator is Blackwater USA, private contractor for the fucking, for whatever county this is, whatever contractor this is, he will face no consequences. Shameful indeed, but not as isolated incident, TFTP reported in 2016 exposing the double standard between police and civilians. The Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office announced that no criminal charges will be filed against the 8 LAPD officers responsible for nearly killing an innocent woman and her daughter. Although the cops ambushed the unarmed women without warning and fired over 100 bullets without provocation, the district attorney justified the case of mistaken identity due to the fact that the officers involved were afraid and incompetent. Okay, guys, there's your hero of the day, because every day they're telling you, oh, they told us how in Odessa and what was the other town there, Charlie? It was between Odessa and
Midland. Odessa.
Midland. Yeah.
It's called Midland because it's exactly a line between Dallas and El Paso. It's exactly in the middle.
Yeah. Well, I mean, with that shooting there, you know what I mean? The injured people, the people that were shot and killed and injured, how many did the cops kill? They had a running gun battle in traffic, if you believe any of this shit to begin with. Some people have said that they knew people that were injured. But if you listen to the fucking the audio, you can hear machine gun fire. And you think about a guy in a fucking truck trying to shoot a rifle, you know, it's at a cop chasing him. And these cops spray, I mean, they're spraying bullets, man. I wonder if there's going to be an investigation to see just whose bullet went where. I promise you there will not be. And this whole thing over a fucking signal light, you know, to pull the guy over, they say, you know, they're coming up with their, you've noticed that they have fucking these new propagandists. They have clamped it, man. They have fucking clamped it. They've made sure and they're working with the fucking Google and fucking YouTube. They're working with these son of a bitchin', robber baron bastards who want us fucking disarmed. And anything that would have came out that was contrary to this, I have another article here, is they're saying they're building an algorithm. They have the algorithm. They're already using it to make sure, because that's what happened, you know, in the past. It was just total fuck up. Oh, and you know, because you got millions of people scrutinizing what happened, and the people are coming out, no, this couldn't happen, and that happened. It's an impossible. There is physics in this world, you know. But the bottom line is, with them spraying with machine guns, I got to believe that the machine gunners fucking hit more innocent people than the guy with the fucking AR-15 or whatever he was shooting. Yeah, Pentagon launches new program to fight, quote, viral internet content. Really? I mean, do you see what's happening here? This is corporation coming together with corporation. This is, we've told you, you know, the secret, I guess the cat's out of the bag, that this is a fucking corporation that has removed the republic, that thinks it's going to remove the fucking Bill of Rights. And subjugate we the people and take our firearms and fucking treat us like they were treated all over there in Europe, where they can just fucking, or like they treated them in 1917 through 1950 fucking Russia. Once you're unarmed, man, think how these bastards are treated. I mean, just like that last article, I'd have done it again. Same goddamn thing. Not a fucking day in jail. They can kill you with impunity, but they're the ones that they want to have the guns and you not to have a gun to protect yourself from them. You see, with that fucking, when the kings, you know, this whole thing is just like, we're right back in 1775. And I think it was 1765 was the Boston Massacre. And shit like this, I mean, they kept intensifying it. And this is what these new batch of propagandists are doing. They're working behind the scenes here, and they're trying to put a bolt that's cross-threaded and force that son of a bitch down into the hole with a big enough lever, is what they think. See, then everything's designed to scare you. Be scared of anything you say. He said, it's either this, man. Either you're going to let them take your fucking gun, or you're going to enforce your second article right with lethal force, because that's the only choice you have. You can be sitting in your goddamn house. You haven't bothered any fucking buddy. You haven't done any goddamn thing. But in the first place, if you had bothered somebody, the only jurisdiction over you is the common law. This is a occupation. This is a corporate occupation. But you're sitting there and you're...
All these guys,
go ahead.
all these damn shootings, we have to go by what they're telling us. We don't even know what the fuck is really going on out there. I mean, you know, we're just going by what these words say.
Well, they turned the internet over to the fucking Chinese, and now they're building, like, we were the first to get nailed with the algorithms. I was telling you guys this long before everybody else, and then they started on Facebook. But we were fucking for 2 years. We were getting hammered, man. That's what happened to all our advertising. You know, that's what fucked us. It's a three or four motherfuckers in this whole country think they're just going to fucking, well, we want all the guns taken away, and we want the people to come and kiss our feet as we fucking shoot them in the head and kick their ass in a ditch with the fucking 40 caliber hollow point. And again, you know, I've been listening to the fucking response of people, you know, how they hold it, and now they, but nobody's saying it, you know, like they used to, like, they're going to come and take, they're going to fucking try. You want to fucking try to take that gun? I mean, just saying it ain't getting it done. A fucking, you know, it's one of the most horrible, it would be a horrible nightmare. You come in a shooting out, people getting shot, blood flying everywhere, fucking, you may be killed, the other people killed, and people killing each other. Who wants the fucking killing here? The people who just can't leave fucking people alone are the ones that want the killing. The ones who want to fucking violate our fucking law and our fucking authority in this country. They want, I mean, what the hell did I hear somebody say? Oh, this fucking hurricane shit. They had, I think it was the mayor of South Carolina. And he's up on the thing and he goes, just do what your elected leaders tell you to do. Well, I got news for you, you cock-sucking piece of trash. We do not elect leaders to lead us. We elect representatives to represent our will, and we exercise our will. We don't let somebody else tell us what to do, okay? See, this is where this is all coming together, people. This is where the Bill of Rights is under fucking attack. Because the Bill of Rights makes it... Go ahead.
The police are the ones doing all the goddamn killing.
Yeah.
I mean, the police are doing all the killing, Henry. I haven't heard one American national kill anybody yet.
The bottom line here is, brother, it's about the Bill of Rights. They want the New World Order. They want that fucking small arms treaty. They want Agenda 21. They've sent in their top propagandists. Because what's standing in their fucking way right now? The Bill of Rights and about a billion fucking guns. That's what's standing in their way. The largest army to ever exist. See, and fucking, that's what blew me away about Australia. The people just came and turned, I gotta imagine a lot of people buried guns and stuff. But you didn't just say, fuck you. What needs to happen here is the American nationals at all. You need to say in just one voice, just pick up that fucking Bill of Rights. Forget everything else. Pick up that Bill of Rights and say, no, you are not going to do this. The last son of a bitch that tried it was that King of England. See, he was coming to take the fucking guns and subjugate the fucking people, and he got his ass shot the fuck out of this country. And that's what's fixing to happen to your fucking international corporate mafia. We're not going to give you our guns. We're not going to peaceably hand nothing over to you, sons of bitches. It is our duty as American nationals. It is our duty to our progeny to fight you to the fucking death at every occasion. You will not violate our law. You have made it clear it is your intent to remove our fucking natural rights, and we will not live without those rights. Life is no good without those rights. We will not be peons, peasants.
The American nationals are walking around legally with their firearms at their side, and some punk-ass piece of shit makes a phone call to the sheriff, and the sheriff comes out and kills them.
Well, you know, yeah, he kills him if the guy doesn't kill him first. We got to realize the fucking game here, I think.
Exactly.
Says that sheriff, he knows goddamn good and well that you can be packing that fucking gun, and it ain't nobody's business. It's against the law, the law of this fucking land, the ratified law of this land, for anybody to say anything about you carrying your fucking gun. It belongs to you. It is your natural right to have it and to carry it and to bear it. So if he's coming, he's coming to fucking, he's coming to take your fucking right away from you. Just like the British came to Lexington and Concord to take their fucking right to have their fucking guns away from them. You say, that's the way you even said that, Mark. You know, the sheriff comes along, just kills him. Well, is it that simple? If that guy's carrying that gun, if he's carrying it to protect his fucking freedoms and his liberties, it's a fucking toss-up who's going to win, isn't it? And the son of a bitch and rat bastard that would call, make a phone call like that, he needs to be fucking tried for treason.
Henry.
Yes, sir.
Kimball County is way out in West Texas. It's out, well, Junction. It's kind of between San Antonio and Midland. But anyway, just weird that the Houston Chronicle would be the reporting agent.
It's not really weird at all, because I watched the footage when this is all going down, and that one little skinny thing they kept showing, they must have showed that son of a bitch 200 times. Just this one little fucking thing of a car going way off in the fucking distance and a few pops of gunfire. But this, what you got people got to realize is this month, they have brought in fucking international communist specialist propagandists to fuck, and they're telling, I mean, you look at Joe Biden. I mean, I have a goddamn, listen to this shit. I mean, no, just one second here. Let me find this. You just got to listen to this shit. Oh, let's see, where are we at here? I put it so far
those
back.
Aren't even Biden's. Those aren't even Biden's words. Some piece of shit wrote it. He can't even read it right. Guy's an idiot.
I know they're not Biden's word, but listen. Joe Biden calls for ban on magazines holding multiple bullets. I mean, and yeah, I do believe these are Joe Biden's words. He's not a lifelong alcoholic. His brain is all ate up. You can tell it when he's talking. But on Labor Day, Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden called for a ban on magazines holding, quote, multiple bullets, which is essentially a ban on magazines holding more than one round. He said magazines that can hold multiple bullets should not be allowed, and this is a great departure from Democrats' decades-old push for a ban on magazines holding. You can't ban nothing. You have no fucking authority. Your 14th Amendment, I shit on it. I shit right on it. I'm not your fucking subject, and you corporate motherfuckers like Walmart, that's all in the fuck you are, your corporate motherfuckers. You can't just sit down and write down some corporate policy and get rid of fucking ratified law. Ratified by we the people who are the authority for this United States of these Americas. And that's what I mean, the people gotta start simplifying. See, they're gonna try and go from all these different fucking goofy ass angles like this one here. Pentagon launches new program to fight viral internet content and all this shit. Well, of course they're gonna attack the internet. When you're trying to conquer people, the first thing you wanna do is break communications for them. But it's too fucking late. The people have, I mean, they've bought, just the numbers of guns that have been bought in the last 10 fucking years, people. People understand that they're coming to take the guns. If they take your guns, they will fucking slaughter you. They're slaughtering you right now with your fucking guns. Think how it would be to be completely defenseless against, you know, any attacker. But this is what they want. And as one commenter put it, as you have these, like these, fucking, well, the false left talking about the murdering police, these dirty murdering police. And by the way, we want to take all your guns away from all you people, all you American nationals in violation of the law. We want to break that law and take all your guns and make you fucking defenseless against these fucking monsters. This police shit, people have to ID it for what it is. This is not fucking, no elected officials are running this goddamn country. And then when you have the guy come up on the television and say, do what your elected leaders tell you. We don't elect leaders in this country. We're the fucking leaders. They represent our will. What we tell them to do. They don't tell us what to do. And they sure as fuck don't come take our property. And they sure as fuck do not violate our fucking law. That's our law. Fuck your corporate policy. So you're going to send corporate enforcers to remove our fucking law. Well, that's what that fucking King of England thought he was going to do, too. And we're right fucking back there.
Henry.
Yes, sir.
I got a good idea. On Devil's Island, they used to hate this one prisoner that had the duty of chopping off the, pulling the guillotine. Like,
uh-huh.
In other words, he was, if a prisoner killed a civilian or a guard, then they got the guillotine.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, what they did, they finally got this guy, the one that, he was just a prisoner, but his job was to pull the guillotine. And mm-hmm. And what they did, they tied him out there in the sun and on top of an ant bed and poured honey on him.
the bottom line here is, guys, think about this. They're doing all this bullshit, like with these shootings and stuff, you know, like, and fucking, like I said, we'll never know what happened in Odessa and Midland, okay? We'll never know. But I do know that machine gun fire, I don't know, machine guns, I mean, they're not controllable. The thing is, it's going everywhere. Who do you think's more apt to have shot the innocent people? And in traffic, they had a, you're having a shootout in heavy traffic.
They all have AR-16s. I don't know why they said 15.
Yeah, and there could have been a helicopter doing all the goddamn shitting. We don't even know what the hell, if there's any air at all. They're not talking about choppers. I bet you that there had to have been a chopper following this trial. I bet you the shots came from the chopper.
And the main point here is, people, is it doesn't fucking matter. It's irrelevant. It is irrelevant to the case before us. The case before us involves law. It involves ratified fucking law that says that we are free. And that we have certain unalienable rights that can never be touched. And the 9th article confirms that by stating that there can never be an authority that can ever touch those fucking rights. And see, we go off, see, this is what this new batch is trying to do. They're going to do a whole bunch of shit, you know, and make it, so we're all here arguing about like this shit here, the Pentagon launches new, so they can dig through your fucking stuff without a 4th article, warrant. So they can invade your privacy. So they can dig it. I mean, if somebody is following around and not stalking, and they're even under their fucking legislated bullshit, if they come and start looking through your shit and want to look at, what does that 4th article say? Let me see what this 4th article says here. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, in their houses, and their papers and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. That's a no. You cannot do it. But that is what exactly what we're a corporation, you say. And see, we contract so we don't have to follow the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights ain't in the Uniform Commercial Code. But then you and your Uniform Commercial Code had better pack the fucking ass out of here. Because we will enforce our fucking law, which would require us to hang you for trying to fucking, for trying to remove our law under color of fucking policy, corporate policy. These fucking corporations that are doing this is goddamn Google and fucking Facebook and these bastards. God damn it, people. They're businesses. They're huge fucking businesses. Too huge. Too much money. As much money as a country, and they're all fucking communists. And there's no doubt about it. We have to stand. Just all we got to do is just each person get that fucking Bill of Rights in your hand. And I mean every fucking one of us. We'll fight about our other shit in a little while. But hold that, I mean, just when, like, when they go to these cases in court, like up in Washington or what have you, where this red flag bullshit, walk in there with the fucking Bill of Rights and say, is this goddamn law or not? And if it isn't, when was it removed from being law? And why do you pronounce it as law? Well, it's law if you operate as it's law only as the privilege or an immunity that we can grant or not grant. No. The goddamn 9th article says that cannot be. It says that my fucking jurisdiction and my law is mine, all mine, and you can't touch it. Ever.
Yeah, the cops are the only ones that get the second and fourth. The goddamn American Nationals don't get to have it, but the cops sure as hell can have
no,
it.
Yeah, no, see, you know, see what you're saying? No, Mark, you're wrong. You're wrong. We, by God, have it. It says we're going to have the fucking balls to hold it is the only question.
That's what I meant to say. Yeah. It's there, but the wrong people are using it. I mean,
we're not
holding it like you said. The cops are using it, and the people aren't.
The people are not enforcing the fucking law is the problem here. The law is very fucking clear. It is absolutely righteous in its intent, and it is ratified fucking law, and it is to be enforced as the raw law that it is. What they are operating on is corporate policy that cannot exist. That is treason. Running treason by definition of the fucking English language. Your policy is you're going to come in my house. I mean, just take it, some son of a bitch walking down the street. I just developed me a policy in my head. I'm going to walk in your house and steal your fucking stereo. Oh, really? Well, I got the law that says that that's fucking mine, and you're trying to take my property without due process of the law, and you broke into my fucking castle. Boom, I just blew your ass out in the fucking street. That's how it works. The only problem here is the people are not standing up and just fucking saying no. Oh, let's talk. Can we have a conversation about maybe the AR-15 part of it or a long clip or something? None of it, you son of a bitch. Can't you read? Are you that fucking inept, or are you that stupid? Are you trying to commit a crime against me? Because that's what it looks like here. It looks like you're trying to commit a fucking crime. The crime of fucking the same crime that fucking King tried to commit at fucking Lexington Concord. And our forefathers let us know that what our fucking duty is. It ain't our goddamn because we're mad about it or this or that. If you want to fucking be on your fucking knees to a fucking king, hand that fucking gun over, coward. If you want to be a fucking man and you want to see your children and your grandchildren living free as free nationals, you better kill these motherfuckers. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:41 Pacific time. And that was Don Henley with All She Wants to Do Is Dance. And it always reminds me of the, you know, the CIA agents down there partying cocaine and all the shit down in Colombia. I mean, these fucking mobsters are what they fucking are. They're criminals. And I'm going to put this to you people as simply as I can fucking put it. They come to your fucking house. They are coming to commit a crime. That is, the Bill of Rights is ratified law. They are coming to break the law. They are coming in a criminal action. And they come through into your fucking house to commit a crime against you. And if you fucking try to resist, they're going to kill you. Well, you fucking blow their ass right out of your fucking house. If they fight to the fucking death, just like with our forefathers. The founders fucking had the balls to stand and say, no, you ain't taking my fucking gun. It's my right. And it was understood in this country for fucking over 200 years that that was your goddamn absolute motherfucking natural right you were born with. And they keep, they want to talk about, you know, the, like the Pentagon, a new program to fight viral, content, you know, this shit here. And what's this other one here? Amazon and Google reap 15, oh no, no, that's another one. There was another one here. Proposed, a proposed federal agency to create criteria to identify potentially, that's maybe, might be, violent people. I'll tell you what, fucking violence is a part of the human anatomy. You're talking thought control here, aren't you? Are we all going to walk around like fucking Winston in 1984? Just a blank stare on your face? See, they no emotion. You show any emotion at all. Oh, emotion is natural. It is natural for people to get pissed. It is natural for people to get fucking violent. Somebody fucks with you, you got the right to fucking defend yourself. That was taught to us as little children. Remember when you went to school and they were, I mean, fucking, you know, first, second grade, your little kid, and the fucking bully's picking on you? What'd your dad tell you? Kick his fucking ass, you have the right to defend yourself. And this is an absolute attack on the free people of this country. Each and every one of us. Because they're going at the Bill of Rights, which is a part. It's not just something written on a piece of paper. It's a part of our anatomy. It's a part of our being. That's what was understood for 200 fucking years. And they're coming to, they didn't want it in the beginning. They wanted everything. They wanted us to be their fucking slaves. That's what the fucking king wanted. He wanted us slaves and all our property was his and pile it up and hand it over to the fucking church so they can pray his ass out of fucking hell. But if they come at you to commit a crime, which is what they are doing by definition of the English language, they come at you and to violate that Bill of Rights, they are coming at you to commit a crime. They bust in your fucking door to commit a crime against you. You got the right to fucking fight them to the death. And you are in the right. Because you are got the law behind you. You are enforcing the law. They're breaking the law.
They're the ones doing all the killing. Sure as hell isn't us.
But what's the big deal here? All people have ever wanted to do is just live and be left alone. These son of a bitches are creating scenarios where you're not going to be left alone. Where they are going to, and what you keep saying, Mark, that's because people aren't enforcing their fucking rights, are they? This shit doesn't end until we end it. And see, everybody thought, oh man, I mean, for so many years, you know, like the paper chase in the fucking courts. Oh, if we can show them here, you just can't see. You can't do that's unlawful. They know. They know exactly what they're doing. They know they are committing a criminal act when they come at you. And they're coming at you with fucking guns. That means you have the right to under the second article. That is your defense against their guns. And Tench Cox told you every terrible implement of the soldier is the birthright of an American. Why? So you can protect yourself from criminals. And this goddamn corporate fucking, this United States corporation is an unlawful entity committing crimes against the fucking people. And now they're going to fucking try and remove the fucking Bill of Rights. By force. That's what they were doing back in 1775. They were going to subjugate the people and take everything they had. And if they opened their mouth about it, they were going to kill them. Which is exactly what they're telling us. So you can decide if you got a fucking pair of balls, and you can decide if you want your fucking granddaughter, when she's fucking 10 or 12 years old, one of these fucking freaks, just to be able to just come and just take her away from you. How are you going to stop them? They got the fucking guns. You don't. But that ain't the attitude of the people. The people are buying more fucking guns, more fucking ammo. We're going to fight.
Just watch the Lavoie Finicum video. That's what's happening to American nationals. All we're doing is what we're, you know, able by law to do is carry.
No. We're no. We are fucking being fucking oppressed through fucking unlawful legislative fucking dictate. There is no law behind it. They are, everyone they write down that violates that Bill of Rights, that is a fucking violation of the law. Lavoie Finicum got killed because the goddamn people aren't taking this fucking seriously enough. But they're gonna fucking take it seriously enough. Either you fucking crawl over there on your fucking knees and hand them your fucking gun, or you stand like a man and fucking fight it out with them.
Well, that's what he tried to do, and they shot him dead, man. I mean, this is what we're up against.
So no. Those guys didn't fire a fucking shot, and the other ones drove by him. It was a fucking setup all the fucking way. You didn't see Ammon Bundy didn't get fucking shot, and he went right through that whole fucking deal when they got Lavoie Finicum. They wanted Lavoie Finicum because he was the only man there that would have shot back.
Yep. Just watch the video. That's what's happening. That's what we're up against.
Yeah, I've understood what we've been up against for fucking 30 years, brother. Believe me. I know exactly what we're up against. And it comes down to the individual understanding that fucking Bill of Rights ain't a piece of paper or something you can read that applies to some. That is you. That is your soul. That's your freedom. That's your liberty. That's your life. Well, you want to live on your fucking knees?
It was the thing Lavoie Finnegan was saying.
Exactly. Exactly. Lavoie understood where he was. I mean, he had him by rights, even under just what the way we're playing around with the Constitution. But the Constitution ain't had nothing to do with this for a whole long time. It's that fucking Bill of Rights. What they were doing to even what they were doing to fucking the Hammonds out there, and what was the other ones? Bundys. Now why did those people? You know, why wouldn't they fucking stand and fight? Because they were in it up to their necks. They loved that fucking government. They built the fucking BLM. They were the fucking original traitors to our people. That's why you know, they want this other shit they wanted it to happen, but the goddamn, I'll tell you what, your goddamn Libertarian Party, it's out of the question, buddy. It's gone. We got two fucking choices here. Fight or fucking just let yourself be murdered. And let your children be murdered. Let your children be slaves. Because that's what they're telling you. You're going to be slaves to Zucker fucking Berg. That piece of dog shit. In the real fucking world, what would he be? What would he fucking be? You think, don't you understand? They put their pants on one fucking leg at a time just like you do. That's why they've all went to the black uniforms with the military insignia. I seen one bitch with fucking ribbons and shit. Like she'd been at war in her fucking police actions. But it's not even police. It's fucking private. It belongs to the corporation. This Blackwater USA is hired by them, and they work for them, not for the fucking people. And these goddamn, this corporation does not work for the people. It considers us property. Now you can fucking take it, or you can fucking fight. I'm not gonna be nobody's goddamn property. Ever. Think of somebody owning you. God almighty, people. Have you fucking... I mean, they say pride cometh before the fall, and pride's a bad thing. We ain't got no fucking pride in this country no more. There was a day when a fucking man would fucking, he would die for his fucking reputation, let alone try to take his fucking guns.
Everybody's scared to death.
Who's this everybody that's scared to death, brother?
Well, no one wants to enforce the Bill of Rights. They're all just fucking letting themselves get killed. That's got to end now.
Who is not enforcing the Bill of Rights? They tell one story about a Marine up in Washington who handed his guns over to the good police. You believe that shit, or do you think that's something that they set up? So, I'm a Marine. If a Marine hands it over, I better, because I'm just a regular feller.
Yeah, but you say it every day. I mean, we're either fight or, you know, lay down and die. I mean, no one's fighting us in force yet, Mark.
They're playing around. When they come at us in fucking force, then I'll call someone. Yeah, you don't fight for your fucking rights. You're a coward. But the way this is why they're doing it this way. If they could have took our guns just by brute fucking force, they had already done it. They know they can't.
The Marines aren't what they used to be.
Huh?
The Marines aren't what they used to be.
Well, but even that story up there about that. I mean, I see it. I see this new propaganda and how it's working. I mean, it shines out to me. Every word they say, I can see what they're trying, how they're trying to manipulate. If their ideal is just you walk out there shaking and hand them your fucking gun. Are you going to do that? Are you?
Well, they're picking us off one by one every day.
They got about 100 million of us to pick off, with fucking 10,000 of us to every one of them.
Yeah,
this is all horse shit.
The people that are carrying aren't, you know, either they're not shooting, they're getting shot and killed. So you know,
in a country with 340 million people, do you think you're seeing every fucking incident, or just the ones they want to show you?
But all I know is things have got to change now. I mean, something's got to be done.
Do you know anybody out there in trucker world, that isn't fucking saying, fuck this shit, I'm fighting?
Every one of us is saying that.
Of course you are. Everybody I see is saying it, too, but somehow we're all just scared to death and we're just going to give them our guns, huh?
Yeah. Supposedly that Odessa guy was the trucker that got fired.
I know he was. But I don't even know if that's true. You can't believe what's on that fucking TV. You just can't. I don't give a shit what they put on there. That could have been all fucking run, staged. There was a law that said that they could never use propaganda on the American people. These new son of a bitches, I seen the way they controlled the narrative. The way they kept it in control instead of like the other fucking, the ones before them in the think tanks, the mistakes they made were just fucking incredible, even as squeezed down as they've got the internet. It wasn't flying. Everybody was starting to laugh at them. So they're going to try this shit. Here comes Bill Gates and these guys are going to help him. Go through my fucking papers. I don't say nothing. Fuck, there ain't nothing in there I ain't saying right here on this goddamn radio, is there? So I guess that is kind of just a whole bunch of bullshit. And what it really comes down to is, are you going to enforce the fucking law? Or are you going to bow down and have a king? That's your fucking choice.
You know another thing, Henry.
What's up, brother?
Henry.
Yes, sir.
I said, you know another thing. I don't think that it's just, I think part of it, some people are scared, but I think a lot of it is indoctrination and people not being taught. You know, people, we haven't been taught that we are supposed to own the government. I mean, that just boils down in school, man. I know a kid right now, man, they're indoctrinating the kids so bad in school where, you know, if they watch a fight, if they watch the fight, they get suspended as well.
Uh-huh. See, to make fucking pussies out of you. The thing is, nobody wants to get killed. I don't want to get killed, but they're not going to fucking take my fucking guns. If they come to take them, we're going at it. Full blast. Whoever fucking makes it through, who don't. But I am fucking not, you're not violating my fucking law.
And you know, and this right here could have been handled way before any of us was born, man, if you think about it.
And it should have been.
But it's just like what you said. People have sold themselves out just for money.
They've sold themselves out for money and for a comfort spot.
Yep, exactly. They don't want to move from that car. Well, I have this and I have that. Screw the other guy. And what people don't realize, man, what you leave here, where are you leaving for your offspring? Where are you leaving for your grandkids? Where are you leaving for your kids? Are you leaving that? I mean, are you leaving just this tyranny that they're going to have?
Exactly.
You know, they're going to spin on our graves, man, if we don't do something.
You goddamn right they will. And you think about those men back in 1775. You think they wanted to die? You think they didn't want and cherish life as much as we do? They were living up on their fucking farms. They'd made their farms. They, you know, sat there on their porch and it all belonged to me. Goddamn, what a wonderful feeling. I think I want to die. But there was no goddamn choice. Because a fucking king, one of these fucking elitist motherfuckers, thought they were going to come and take it from them. And so, what was your choice? Let them take it from you and let your kids become like the kids that two generations were over there in England fucking, you know, stuffing them up goddamn the chimneys where they die in the chimneys trying to clean them. I mean, you know, fucking just treating you like what fucking, like the fucking, like slaves, the slaves that you were. You going to be that way? Is that what you want for your grandchildren? Or do you got the fucking balls to stand up for them? Would you die for your grandchildren?
You know, another thing, man, they've been telling us, I mean, what really chaps my ass, man. They've been telling us our whole lives. We live in a world of fierce country. It's just like you said, man. You see it as you start getting a little bit more responsibility as you start getting older. You see it when you drive. The first little thing that you do, the police stop you. Then you realize you're forced to buy, as you get older, you're forced to buy this. You're forced to buy that. You got to run around. You got to do this because the government said. When you start seeing all this, you're like, you know, I mean, what the hell? You said I was free. This isn't freedom. You know, force isn't freedom.
No, it isn't.
It's just about one.
And when you lay that 14th Amendment out in front of you, it says right there, you're a subject. I ain't no fucking subject. That's what the founders of this country fought. Because they would not be subjects to a king. Because they would not have their own children owned by, think about that. Your children those are the king's children.
This trucker had an AR-15 by his side in Midland or Odessa or wherever the hell it was, and somebody else saw him carrying it and called the fucking authorities or whoever the fuck they called. They came out and killed him.
Well, what people better understand is that these son of a bitches are saying, oh, we got to stop all the violence, the killing. They understand perfectly what they're fixing to unleash. Just like if that did happen in Odessa and Middleton, if that did, that was a gunfight in the middle of a fucking, with cars and people all over the fucking place. That's why so many people got shot up. What do you think it's going to be like across this country do you just stop shooting? You think they're going to stop shooting because there's kids in the way? I know they love them kids down on the border. Now they have to pat them on the head and carry them and change their fucking diapers. You think they got any problem blowing American children away like Sammy Weaver? You think they had any problem burning 17 little children to death at fucking Waco? Those are American nationals. They have no fucking problem killing children, killing innocents. And that's the fucking...
What about the girl in Kentucky a couple years ago? They jumped on the dang old police, jumped on the freaking front of the hood. Anybody know if they ever been in the country?
Yep.
When you go to a bonfire out in the country, I mean, that's what you do when you're in the country.
Uh-huh.
You know, and they jumped on the front of her, hood of her, Jeep or her car, and they sprayed and killed, and nothing happened to them. So you said, I was afraid of my life. Man, come on.
He jumped up on the hood of her.
We have to quit saying authority. They don't have we are the authority.
You goddamn right.
We got to quit saying that, man. They're not authorities. We are.
They're criminals is what they are. They are in violation of the law is what they are. And that son of a bitch did. He jumped up on the hood of that car, 19-year-old girl. It was they were kids, and shot her right in the fucking face and blew her brains over her fucking friends right there and walked. They're trying to get the point across to you. They're trying to put fear into you, but it should not. If you're a goddamn American, that ain't putting fear in you. That's pissing you off. That's putting anger in you. Righteous indignation into you. We're not gonna allow this shit in our country. And you fuckers, you think because you go and you train and you have this force, we outnumber you by thousands. We'll fucking wipe you out. That's every time they throw some of this shit, it should say, I don't give a fuck what it even says. You fucking try it and see what fucking happens. Anyways, guys.
Yeah, carrying a gun right now is more important than ever in my book. I mean, if you don't have a gun, you're an idiot. I mean, it's so important to have right now.
Anybody that would give up their guns when there's
trying to kill you right now.
When these fucking animals are on the loose like this, I mean, goddamn, you're a fool. Go out there and just bow down and just fucking take to shoot me. And you're gonna die anyway. That's what fucking gets me. But that ain't what the people are doing. The people are fucking saying, you know what? Shove it up your ass. Fucking go ahead, get all the paperwork on me. Get it. Go through it. Go through every goddamn thing you want. You come to violate, commit a criminal act on me in my house. You come through my fucking door to violate the law against me. I will fucking shoot you. That's how it fucking works. Just like any other criminal coming up and down the street. Just like some asshole walking down the street. Like I said, he just gets it in his head. It's his policy. He's going to come in and steal my shit in the middle of the night. What happens to him? Because they are nothing but criminals. They have no lawful authority in this fucking country. They are criminals in violation of the law. And when they come at you, they are violating the law. What are you gonna do? Call a cop? You're gonna call a corporate enforcer to come stop the corporate enforcer? Here's the law right here, Mr. Corporate Enforcer. Can you read? It says, shall not be infringed, period. And the procedural due process here that is necessary for me. And you're not even coming here as a person. You're coming here as a fucking agent of a private goddamn enforcement fucking company. And that's the way it is, people. We're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, I mean, when they shit like this, and everybody, they're going to do, fuck them. Either you're gonna fight or you're not. If you're not gonna fight, fucking why even read it? Why bother? If you are gonna fight it, say shove it up your fucking ass. It's illegal. You're a criminal. You come to commit a criminal act on me, you come to commit a crime against me, I'll kill you. Period. Have a nice day.
It's the only freedom we have. That's all there is.
You're right, brother. And we're the last motherfuckers on this planet to have that freedom. Anyway, that is the word from the trenches.